just telling you right now, if I get fucking killed, don't put that shit on Dead in Hip Hop. Don't post that shit on your fucking Twitter. Don't put no videos of me dying nowhere. Just understand that I'm fucking dead. I'm not coming back. He was dabbing y'all kids like that shit. Is there a talent to dabbing? Can you dab wrong? Can you just miss your whole elbow? How do you dab wrong? He seemed like he was doing it okay. So as long as you're in the vicinity, it's gonna be right every time.
No.
So
no.
This is, I'm just dabbing.
That's dabbing wrong. Yes. Nigga, you running from the police, nigga? Right? You running from the police? What the fuck is you doing, nigga? You not dabbing.
Dead in Hip Hop mixtape review. Designer.
You ever watch this nigga on like any video?
Yo, hype all the fucking time. Like, he doesn't let his music do it. He feels compelled to just let you know he is hype. Look, Dead in Hip Hop mixtape review. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out patreon.com/Dead in Hip Hop. I think that's the link. If I'm, you know,
forward slash
ain't shit. It'll be in the link below.
Look, stop fucking correcting me over here, modest.
Make sure you go to Dead in Hip Hop. Check out our shop. We got the exclusive tees. Ain't nobody. Oh yeah. Ken's rocking the 5-year unfinished business.
I'm gonna check that shit down soon while y'all playing.
Hey, so go get it. Hey, go get it.
You been hearing that shit, man.
Yo, look, I ain't gonna lie, man. I am not gonna lie. This is where I'm gonna start this review.
Where you gonna start, FIFO?
If y'all ain't know, man, everything I do is FIFO 24/7. I'm a NBA 2K gamer. So if you ain't follow me on Xbox, follow me FIFO 24/7. For some reason, whenever I play that game and I'm listening to music, my game is indicative of the music I'm listening to. And let's just say I lost to an inferior team. I had a 26 game win streak. I didn't hit none of my season averages. And I'm gonna blame designer. I'm gonna blame this new English project, because I was out there freaking, I was thinking up the motherfucking joint. This mixtape was very indicative of my play in that game.
Did you learn some new English?
He said indicative like 3 times.
I didn't know what the fuck to expect from this damn project right here.
Really?
Yeah, really.
No. Look. All he had is Panda out here. You know what I'm saying? I understand trying to ride a wave. And I think that this project, it felt rushed. Because it's like, okay,
sloppy.
It is extremely sloppy. Like, Panda's out. I understand trying to, you know, capitalize on that wave, but this shit right here, look, man, how the hell your song don't even have like a soft ending? It just hard stop it to the next. What type of shit is that? What type of shit is that? I ain't never heard no shit like that. How long we been? No, fuck that. Fuck that. Okay?
Villains was like that. Monsters and Villains was like that.
Yes.
He went in and he was like.
But I think that was a snippet, because I think that's gonna be on his album. I think that's
gonna be
it's a mixtape full of snippets.
Right.
He should just all the shit snippets.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah.
And then New English. So is the New English super repetitive? Like, look, first and foremost, I could not understand half of the shit that was said on this project.
I can understand my 20-month-old better than I can understand.
Bruh, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Because he'll go, that's no, 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 no. Okay, I got food. Milk. I'm pretty sure that's milk.
That is great, dude.
The struggle is real. I put my beats on him last night and put on just to see how he would react. Because when James Brown and Marvin Gaye and stuff on, you know, you're trying to dance or whatever, you get caught up in the rhythm. This dude put this shit on, he was like.
he took it off. I'm never broke.
And then I swear to God, he put the shit on the ground and then he kicked the fucking dude.
Yo, this project right here, man. Hey, I look, Look, this shit is bad.
It doesn't bump in the whip.
Well, see, okay. So it's not no quality. It ain't. Not, look, there's certain level of beat or certain type of beats and a certain sound that sounds good when you got some knocking and shit.
Right.
Designers in that lane. You throw this shit on when you got a system or you like, you know, some loud music, it sounds good. Like, you know, you don't know what the fuck the nigga's saying, but that, you know, it comes with some of these mumble rap type motherfuckers. And the beats on this shit, I fuck with them. Cause you know, they sound, you know.
Yeah, cause but, if it bumping the whip, you really don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to it. This shit, I can't get jiggy with this shit. I can't get jiggy with this shit, man. I just can't. He sounds like every other person that's out here. I know New York was feeling like, oh, this
like
is
Future. He doesn't sound like every other person. That's
man,
out
there's
here.
A lot. This sound is very popular. This is like the formula now. Yes.
Who else sounds like Future besides Designer?
Well, I guess the like the whole mumbling little phase, cause like Young Thug started this whole
who?
Young Thug, cause you can't understand what it be saying.
Was the Future out before Young Thug?
Yeah.
Future,
yeah, it was. But you can understand
time.
Future though.
When?
You could, I mean, you could, so, like, more so yeah.
More so.
It's not like Designer or even Young Thug. You can kind of understand what he says when he actually starts rapping, but when his hooks is normally what you can't. Cause it don't sound like he's saying wicked.
And
it sound like he's
saying wiggle.
Right.
Huh?
Even Young Thug.
Yeah, he has
like
his own style.
Style, his own type
right,
of
but
identity.
You still can't understand what he's saying though sometimes. Well, not
no,
sometimes,
all
the time.
I think Designer is mainly, you know, taking what Future's doing and just
adding up.
He's just adding his own thing to it, which he shouldn't do. Like those sound effects and stuff that he does while he's rapping.
Most times when I listen to Future, it don't sound like he's like yelling at me. This motherfucker is like just trying to overhype every fucking track, like every track.
His MO. You talked about the videos, right? The videos and everything that he's doing. Like the whole thing behind Designer is not necessarily the music, but the theatrics that come with the music when he's on stage and performing. This dude is gonna be popular because people are attracted to that. That coonery type of on stage activity.
What makes
that
it coonery?
Huh?
What makes it coonery?
Because I think it's a lot of joking and jiving without the true entertainment behind it. It's like, to me, it seems like he's just doing a lot of extra stuff to gain attention without adding much to the music, to me, from what I'm seeing. I like, there's the music, but the music on its own, I think, can't stand. So, in order, and look, obviously this is something he probably crafted or came up with when he was figuring out who Designer is going to be, and he just decided to add this extra part onto it. It's working, because people are attracted to that. When people think about Designer, like the first thing rap started doing was all of this stuff. Like when the video opened, that's what rap was doing. Mm-hmm. Was all of that stuff that gets more attention than the music itself.
So, because you said about the theatrics and stuff, and it's the element that he added to who Designer is, right? Like, so how's that different from like a Onyx? Like when they were hype and, you know, you couldn't really understand everything they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different from that?
Because I think when I think about Onyx, it was part of like their state, their show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, them running around. Like I really believe they sat there and figured out like, okay, at this part we're gonna do this, at this part we're gonna do that, and et cetera, et cetera. I don't think Designer thinks that far through with this stuff.
But wouldn't that make Onyx more coonery than Designer?
Right.
You think so?
Well, if you're saying that they're planning things out, like, okay, on this part we're gonna jump around.
But
this
part of
gonna
the show experience.
But if Designer just gets hype for his shit, if he's not planning it out, he just gets hype, how is that really coonery?
Right.
This is no defense of his music.
Yeah, and I'm saying, wait, I'm just
let's
wondering.
Be clear. Yeah, I'm kind of with Rod. I don't really see it as coonery. It's just, it's lame, kind of, just because whatever. But if he's hype, he's hype. That's cool, whatever. Why you got a problem with him being hype over his music? I can't handle with this.
What I see is that I see a lot of people trying to copy that. And because they see that worked for Designer, when they're trying to come up they're gonna probably try to mirror that as well.
He's not the only one that's done that. Right. Like, shit, Cudi used to do that. Mm-hmm. Every rapper, yeah, Kanye does like that. Yeah, you just jump up and down, because that makes the crowd jump up and down. Like, you could play in the shittiest song mm-hmm. ever written, mm-hmm. but if you jump up and down and throw your hands around and start rolling on the ground, people are gonna think, oh, well, maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a good song and I should jump up and down too.
Well, I think there's a difference between being entertained and obviously being subjective to our own, whatever we like, what we qualify as good and necessarily bad music. Like, I don't like this, Ken obviously doesn't like this. But can it get you hype? Of course. There is music for that. Onyx can get you hype, but I don't think that anybody ever really questioned Onyx of like the or how good or bad their music was. Like, the hypeness and them jumping around, that's cool. That's part of the entertainment aspect. But when I'm looking at these damn lyrics on a hook and he's saying, I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I don't know what I'm gonna do today. And then, like, he says that shit six fucking times in a row.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm being a little bit harsh. You know, it could be the a rapper version of slapstick comedy, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you just beat yourself up as part of the show.
I'm sure there were people like Ken, like, that was older, that was talking like that about Onyx or somebody. You know what I mean?
Probably so.
Can't understand what they're saying. They brought. Think about it. Think about somebody that was older. Slam. Semi-slam verse, the first lyrics.
If you say the first couple lines, I can get you the rest of it, I bet you. Give me the first couple lines.
No, B.
Thank you, B.
The only good thing, okay, I'm gonna say this though. The only good thing I did find out this mixtape was those interludes. I'm gonna chop the shit out of them shits and make a record.
So you subscribe to my channel.
Those two interludes was fucking beautiful. I'm gonna chop that shit up and make a retarded ass trap beat. It's beautiful, ain't it?
The contrast of those interludes.
And the intro. The intro was on some beautiful type shit. And I'm like, oh, okay.
But it's all
I'm
part of.
That shit up. I heard that. Yeah. I was like,
oh, it's like a break. It's like chill time, man. So you don't think it was like a break from like all the hypeness? That's what I felt like when I heard it.
Positive ass, man. What the hell is you talking about, man? What the fuck is you talking about?
All right, hey.
Trying to defend some shit all the damn time. No, that's not defendable, Rob.
It wasn't turned down time.
No.
All right, at the beginning, it was turned off time.
Yeah. It must have been good you put on your iPod.
Yeah, I had to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? I had to listen to it. I'm not just going to stay stationary.
Why? Got the stars beside it,
man. Goddamn stars beside it.
We got the four dots.
But yeah, I really, it's like Rip Rap. I'm like speechless. I'm almost like, what the hell was I sitting here listening to?
Any potential at all for this guy?
For this guy?
For him, for designer, yeah, as an artist.
Any potential. I guess if he got Kanye West backing him, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the stand's going to feed off of that.
Well, I'm not talking about the potential of, I mean, we all know he's going to get some type of or whatever. I'm just saying, like, him as an artist, like,
no,
how could he evolve?
No.
Like, so if he turned down a little bit, you don't think it would help? Like, if you could kind of understand what he was saying?
Cause he's like a carbon copy of, how did he get away with this? Like, he's literally a carbon copy of another artist.
Did you like Sean? I'm just throwing all kind of shit out.
That's a good point. You know you like that first shot.
I don't think he sound like Biggie though.
Oh, come on.
Making the fuck out of here. That's worse than you saying. You ain't like DMX, man. Hey, Mike. Hey, cut that nigga off.
If you listen to Ray and Die, Everyday Struggle, he didn't sound like he didn't give me loot. Ray Warning didn't sound like.
To me, he just sounded like a less charismatic Biggie then, but he still sounded like Biggie.
So Gorilla Black didn't sound like that.
I'll give you Gorilla Black. I'll give you that.
But Sean sounded. Yeah.
I don't have anything constructive or critical to say about this. Because what he said. what he said is basically what I was going to say.
Like,
I'm old. And I'm from that old school of you can't do this. Biters, that shit was not tolerated. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this man built his entire career off of stealing another person's sound, even though I don't like Future. I don't like Future. Yeah. Yes.
That's like a season.
Career. He built his entire career.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He built his entire career.
It is his career.
The thing is, like, even though I don't like anything that Future's done, I still respect the fact that this dude came into hip hop and found a sound that is completely unique. And for someone to just walk in and just be like, you know what? Yeah, this worked for this guy. I'm just gonna steal it. I'm not gonna borrow it. Cause it's cool to borrow from your contemporaries, you know. borrow from your mentors or your elders, but to just completely steal another person's sound is just whack. And even if I liked this, it's just whack. And like the fact that there was one song, I think it was Make It Out, where he tried to sound completely different. He was trying to sound scary and mean. And it was like, it's too late. Like that song sounded like a fucking afterthought. It sounded like he was like, well shit, I was gonna steal Future sound, now I'm getting clowned, so maybe let me try to like throw something different in there. It's too late, man. It's too fucking late. Like,
I'm gonna challenge everybody today. I'm gonna challenge you too.
You can challenge me all day. This shit was hot fucking garbage.
No, I'm challenging
this album was garbage.
No, I'm challenging you on the like from that era of not liking people biting stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But you like Action Bronson though.
What you mean?
He sounds like Ghostface. He built his career sound off of Ghostface.
You're right. But that's something that was like kind of uncontrollable, because the way Action raps is completely different from how Ghostface raps.
It's his voice tone.
Exactly. You can't change. I was born with that. Action was born with that. There's nothing he could do to change. Well, he can, but then it probably sounds whack. Future and Designer have the same flow, and they have the same voice. That's the difference. To be a complete biter, I feel like you're just walking in and you're saying, I'm taking this dude's voice tone, I'm taking his cadence, I'm taking his flow. That's what Designer did. There's nothing different.
Two different things. So that way,
but the sound effect doesn't.
I feel you.
It's not enough.
I agree with you.
And it's like, the thing about this mixtape, it's just like 12, 13 songs of derivative ass future esque beats with fucking Bizarro Future rapping. Like, there's nothing different about this. This is completely blatant. I don't think that Ty Dolla $ign, I don't think that Migos and Future all really sound alike. They sound like they're in the same bucket, they're in the same genre, whatever, subgenre. It's not that blatant. This shit is 100% blatant. Like, this dude said, you know what? Bam, that's yours, this is mine. I'm sorry, your future, I'm next
Designer.
Future. I'm Days of Future Past. This is mine.
I'm back to the future.
I'm back to the future. I can't get with that. Like, that shit is just lame to me. I'm kind of like B, like, how did you get away with this? Damn near every song is only like a minute and a half long. Mm-hmm. When I listen to this, I'm just like, that's all he has. I think he just ran out of juice. I don't think he rushed it. I think
y'all gotta
like,
give him time, man, to actually go out.
No. And Rod, I agree. That's the reason why I say I feel it was rushed. I feel that he felt the pressure of this Panda thing. You don't have no project before that. Future's big now, but Future has been out for a very long time. And Future sound, what it is right now, was not what it was way back then.
Oh, really?
Future has changed a lot. He has been able to perfect and craft his own sound to where it is right now. Where Designer is, I think that obviously he took the Future sound, he had a hot song with Panda, Kanye signed him, and he has all of this buzz and traction right now without a previous project. So he had to put something out to maintain the buzz. He's on Double XL, he got all of this shit going. So to me, you brought it out, the fucking times on the track, he rushed this shit to put something out to ride the wave. To me, if you were gonna put out a project, put out an EP, put out 4 or 5,
yeah, you're right.
You know, two minute songs, 2.5 minute songs, and keep it moving on the wave, and then break people in for the album.
Cause now he couldn't took just any random verse from one song
and put on another one. It'd have been the same fucking thing. You're right. And how you said, what was the name of the track that you said that he kind of tried to switch it up?
There were Shooters, where he sounded kind of like Bobby Shmurda and Chief Keef.
So if he took Shooters, if he took the day that I said that he sounded regular than this, and he took like two other derivative Future joints and put Panda on there, then that this would have been a little bit different. But 14 tracks of this shit, and then you try to break it up with first of all with that intro that was like
that make no sense,
and then the interludes that don't make no sense. What the this shit is rushed. This shit was not thought out. This is like, yo, we gotta get in here. We gotta put something out. You hot? You this? You signed? We gotta. Oh yeah, hit a motherfucking Pusha T.
This came out after Timmy Turner, right? Timmy, the freestyle that he did.
Yeah. He did that first, and then it's dropped.
Yeah. So all of this shit, everything about Designer feels like, oh, we gotta get him out here. Instead of actually developing the artist.
In my opinion, I don't think there's any developing
of this artist. I think what you got on this mixtape, this is what you're gonna get on this album. It's just gonna be longer songs.
More than likely, but again, back to the point that I made about Future. He got to this point.
Okay. I'm not doubting what you're saying. I ain't never listened to Future until we review this shit. Yeah. I think Future came out and was like, I want to do something different. I don't think Designer cares about doing that. Clearly, Designer walked in and said, this is the guy that I want to sound like. It's obvious. And the fact that he's from New York, and where's Future from?
Here.
Right. So you have a New York rapper that's not just kind of adopting a little bit of Southern sound like Jadakiss and them did. He is taking an entire set. Right, but ASAP Rocky borrowed that sound and made it completely unique.
Yeah, and a lot of other
Designer
stuff.
Didn't do that. Designer said, I am you, you are me, we are on some face-off shit.
Designer, if you watch it, man. I don't know if you're gonna be watching this shit. I doubt he'd be watching this shit.
I bet he watches
Future
shit, though.
Look, man, if you watch him, obviously this was not positive for you. I have a little glimmer of hope that you can take where you have started and kind of make it more so young. Look, man, I'm always optimistic in that way. But, you know, you signed a good music, man. Make it last.
Designer, if you're watching, I'm not a fan. I don't appreciate. I don't like the music. I don't like the style. I don't think it's original or anything like that. And you know, the added layers on top of it to help sell it. I'm not a fan of that either, because I think that people are attracted more to that instead of to you or your music, I should say. And I think that for me creates problem within hip hop, because I just like you copy Future style, people are gonna come out and copy your style, and they probably add more shit on top of it just to gain more attention. So that is a danger to me, because I think we need artists to put out music and for people to like the artists on the merits of the music that they're putting out, and not what I term the coonery. That may be a little bit far, I understand that, but I just think that when I look at it and when I see in my reaction and the reactions of others when I see in that video that went out, it wasn't about you, it was about you were a joke, to be honest.
Damn.
When that clip went out. That's the truth.
Damn.
He was a joke to a lot of the people that floated that video out.
Damn.
And it wasn't anything about the music itself. And that's just the reactions of social media, the reactions of hip hop, the sites and everything. Understand that that's how they covered this. Mm. You got the publicity you wanted, but it wasn't the publicity you needed. It was the wrong type of publicity. Well. And you guys got to do something about that, or your lifespan, this what he's talking about, it's going to be a blip. But what you've done to this point has gotten you to this point where we're talking about you. And I guess you're satisfied with that. And if you're satisfied with that, continue what you're doing.
After Ken, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that was like sincerely.
That was
some sit-yo.
That was,
sincerely,
yeah.
Ken.
That was a good one from Ken. I don't think I can follow with that one. The only thing I can say is just, not gonna listen to me. So I mean, yeah, obviously I'm not a fan of this mixtape. Not a fan of, you know, not a fan of you as an artist or whatever. So, but thanks for those interludes, cause I'm that's one thing I'm gonna do. Chop the shot, them bitches, and make a nice ass beat. That's it.
Yeah, after Ken's, I feel like you should just turn this video off after Ken's.
Yeah, really.
He basically ate it out for you. You probably have talent, but the sad thing is none of us know that right now, because you're not showing us anything. And I don't understand, I mean, I get it. You're getting money, that's great. You're getting girls, that's fucking fantastic. But how are you cool with the fact that you're just getting this stuff because of another man? Like, that's just weird. Like Dame Dash said, how you cool
with young too,
calling right? on my man's dad? Like that's what you're basically doing. Like,
he's like a kid though, right? He's like an 18.
It don't matter. Like, okay, yeah, you're 18. You should have people around you. Yep. Like, Kanye should be ashamed of himself.
Yep.
Like, you should have people around you that are telling you, like, look,
push a T.
Do something else. Like, do something creative. You could have taken a bit of Future sound, twisted it up a little bit, and made something cool. And nobody would be like FIFO said, laughing at you.
Man, he 18 with fame, bro.
Look, you know what, man? Look, good rap music matters. We're not fucking with that all music matters shit. All right?
I'm protesting. I'm blocking the streets off this shit. No, like, stop giving this shit passes, man. Like, if you think that designer has potential, then you're doing him a disservice by accepting what he's giving you. Like, stand up and be like, look, man, nah, you gotta give us better. Mm-hmm. So, I'm done. Good music matters. Now I mean the fucking label. Good music matters.